Hello and welcome back to More Than a Hemline. Today I am joined by a very special guest, Joanna. So am I pronouncing your name right, Joanna?
Yes, yeah, that's me.
We killed it. Okay, amazing. I'm just going to kick it over to you. Why don't you introduce yourself to all of our listeners?
Cool, okay. Hi everyone. My name is Joanna Sosa. I am a modest influencer on the Instagrams and the webs, if you will. I've been modest for quite some time, and I've only recently started posting my modesty. So I feel like I've been able to accumulate a really great community, and modesty is my thing. I have a passion for fashion, if you will.
Yes, it's your bread and butter.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Joanna, high level. Okay, give us a rundown. When did you start your account?
Okay, so my account, just like the regular it thing, I started that way back in like middle school, right? But I was doing lifestyle content, just posting what everybody does, just what you ate for dinner, hanging out with your friends and things like that. But then around maybe September, October of 2020, what year is it? 2021? We're in 2022? Okay, yes. Yeah. So 2021, I just decided to start posting my outfits on my Instagram. I was like, eh, whatever, like I'll do it. I didn't have that. I had about 7,000 followers, I would say. And I was stuck at 7,000 for about 4 years. I did not move from there. It just stuck there. So I was like, you know what? Being an influencer, that's not for me. I was like, it's okay. So I just started posting my outfits. And then I posted a reel, and that reel blew up. And I was like, what in the world is going on? And then I just started getting flooded with followers and people in my DMs asking me how to be more modest and just telling me to keep going and posting. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And lo and behold, within a couple months, we ended up, I'm almost at 40,000 now. So
I'm excited.
I didn't think that me getting dressed in the morning, posting a picture and just going about my day would do anything. But I get tons and tons of DMs all the time of people just telling me that they love my posts and they love my content. And I'm like, you know what? It's so easy. Like, there's no excuse to not do it and to encourage other women in their modesty journey. So that's the long-winded response to that. So,
yeah. Do you remember what that first reel was that you posted that blew up?
Yes, I do remember. It was actually my outfits in 10 seconds or something like that. I don't know. It was just really fast. And I remember it was just a summary of my style. And it was just the outfits that I had already posted on my feed. I just put them in a reel. And I guess maybe it was just a perfect, explosion of just everything that could have possibly happened. The algorithm picked up on it. Maybe the trending audio helped. And then my content was just unique and different maybe. And it was just pushed. And I was just like, nice.
Unbelievable.
So, it was so cool. Yeah.
I love seeing your posts. You really have made a name for yourself in the modest fashion space very quickly. And I think, at least from my perspective, a huge contributing factor is that you're posting outfits that A, are very on trend, very like authentic to who you are and your style, but they're also very like easy for other people to replicate.
Yes.
They're very relatable. They're very authentic. And I think that gives a lot of people everyday inspiration.
Yes. That was like my biggest thing, because I did love following modest women just of different walks and faiths, right? But I felt like I didn't know where to buy most of the stuff that they did. And I didn't want my outfits to be too complicated, because before I was modest, would wear sweatpants and t-shirts all the time. So I was like, how do I make that into a modest kind of like version, right? And so I feel like I was just like, okay, let me just get a button up that anybody can get, a skirt that anybody can get, let's just tie it up and throw some sneakers on, and that's the outfit. And that's just how I feel most comfortable, and I don't feel like I have to dress up to do that. But it's so elevated, just because obviously wearing a skirt elevates your outfit just in and of itself. So yeah. I feel like that was my biggest thing. I was like, I'm here to give you guys realistic modest fashion. I'm your girl.
I love it. You actually gave us the perfect segue to get into your whole modest journey, because you have not always dressed modestly. And what I really am so curious to hear about is, you know, the faith component for you, because so many women do come to modesty through faith, and not all of the time, but most of the time that's what leads them to deciding to cover up. And I think many of our previous guests have come to modesty through the Jewish faith, but you're coming to modesty through the Christian faith, which we haven't really had many speakers introduced to our audience, which is so crazy because we are an interfaith community. We've had Alexa Dudley, but you're the second. And I'm so excited to hear like your experience, your journey, how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, no, first off, if it wasn't for other faiths, I know for a fact that I would not be here with my modesty journey. Just because whenever I was younger, I've been in church my whole life. My dad is a pastor, so he's very into the church. I grew up very into church. But my church didn't really have standard of dress, right? It was just make sure you wear a skirt when you go to church, and then out of church, I don't care what you wear. So surprisingly, I would wear mini skirts, booty shorts, leggings, and a t-shirt. Just anything that what you would see anybody wear in 2010, right? That's what I would essentially wear. And then once I got, I don't know, maybe like 15 or 16, I started feeling a little bit like uncomfortable. I was just like, I feel so bland. I feel like everybody else. What's the deal here? And so I started looking up modesty because my church that I was at was Pentecostal. I go to a non-denominational church now, but my old church was Pentecostal. So I was like, this Pentecostal church is different to other Pentecostal churches, but I don't really know how. So I Googled, what is Pentecostal and how do they dress, right? I just Googled it. And then I started seeing pictures of girls in skirts with long hair. And I was like, yeah, that's not me. Am I supposed to be that? And I was like very confused because I had never seen that. I grew up in a very predominantly white town in Kentucky, so everybody dressed really average, very Midwest, but it was just very plain. And so then from there, I started watching like K-dramas, and then I started following people on Instagram and like modest girls and Jewish girls. And then I started seeing more girls on just honestly just social media wearing skirts and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is the right track. And then I started going thrifting, and then I would find skirts and I would just buy them to wear them. And so it just grew from there. So I got a lot of inspiration from TV, which is surprising. But like when I say K-dramas, K-dramas really have a lot of modest fashion. I will say that. Or at least I knew how to like tweak it a little bit to be like something that I would like to wear. Yeah. So yeah, I would just find whatever looked decent, put it together, and then slowly I started finding my style. So yeah, it was very bumpy in the beginning. It was not pretty, but here we are. So.
Where did the inspiration or the desire to work on your expression of modesty come from?
I think I wanted, this is going to sound very brutal, but I wanted to not be fake. So I was like, okay, I'm a Christian, right? And I know that most Christian women that believe the same things that I do are modest, but why am I not? So I started really looking into that myself. I've always been big into personality tests and quizzes and stuff like that. Like, I do want to know what type of soda I am if I was a soda. So I love
Which
that.
One
so,
would you be?
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? So I, like, when the whole Little Miss thing started, I was like, I'm like 17 of these. I don't know. So I've always wanted to know myself, right? And so for whatever reason, I felt like I had a sense of style that I wanted to portray. I wanted to be someone on my exterior, but I just couldn't because I was just the same as everybody else, just like you are usually in high school. But then I think that there was just, I don't know, maybe I just felt like a shift with maybe my friends or just like how I perceived myself. I was like, no, I want to know myself and I want to be deeper into whoever it is that I am so that I can be confident because I'm insecure and I don't feel comfortable in my body. So what's going on? So I think from there, and my parents too, my parents were never the kind to let me wear a bikini. They were like, you're not wearing that. You're going to wear a t-shirt and basketball shorts to swim or something like that. And I was like, but why is it that they're doing that? And so I started getting like the things that my parents would tell me and what I would see online, and then I would piece it together. And I just started determining myself like, okay, so modesty is this. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. These are the kind of things that are supposed to be influencing me, but like, why have they not? And so from there, I just pieced it together myself. It wasn't really anybody telling me to dress modest. In fact, my parents were shocked when I started dressing modest. They were like, what, are you okay? Where's your other clothes? Like, it's cold outside, you're in a skirt. Because they would buy me the stuff that I would wear that were modest. They were just doing it because it does get cold in the winter. So they would buy me leggings, right? But now the difference in me just wearing leggings and a hoodie is me wearing leggings with a skirt over it. And they were like, you're being different and we're not going to question it. But we are a little shook. So it was just, I don't know, I guess it was just me trying to figure it out.
So you were around 16 when you started evolving.
17.
Yeah.
Right. I really don't know what it could be. I think maybe it was just like a surge of social media. I feel like at that point everybody was on Instagram, and I used Instagram as a hobby to meet people that didn't live in Kentucky. So that's where I started seeing more skirt girls and like modest girls. And I was like, okay, I think I want to be part of that group, even though I know nobody who is in that group here, but I'll be that like on the side as my hobby online.
It's so interesting. So it sounds like you always had a bit of exposure to modesty, or at least more of a conservative style of dress coming from your family and your home and the church that you were a part of, but it wasn't a part of your everyday life, and it wasn't
right.
a pressure by any means. But when you were dressing more conservatively, it didn't feel so authentic to who you were. So that's what kind of spurred the whole journey.
I did want that authenticity. I did have that. I think there's a difference obviously between being modest and being conservative. So I feel like with conservative, being conservative is just, okay, this is really rigid and this is what the box that you're going to fall into. But I feel like with modesty, it dives deeper into who you are, how you behave, how you perceive yourself, your influences and stuff like that. And being really, I don't know, refining the things around you to help you on your modesty walk, right? Or your journey. So I feel like that was a big thing. I wanted to be more authentic. I did.
Yeah.
But how do I do that? So it was just lots of people.
Yeah. What did you, if you did, personally struggle with when it came to modesty and fashion and finding that self-expression and authenticity?
I think this is going to be straightforward, but like just the vanity portion. I feel like whenever I was younger, not that I was boy crazy, but I did want to be noticed. And that was a big thing, right? And when I started wearing skirts, I started noticing that I wasn't getting as much attention and nobody was really turning their heads to find out who I was. And so that really hit me with my confidence, because I was like, oh my gosh, wait. So it wasn't me as a person that people liked. It was the way that I dress, because I dress like everybody else. So now that I dress different, like that's the only thing that changed. My personality stayed the same, but I just didn't have, I guess, the kind of interactions that I was getting with people before. So I feel like that kind of hurt me in a way, because I was like, just why are you like that? Why do you have to be like that? Why can't you guys just like me for me? But then afterwards I was like, oh, okay. Like that just goes to show that there are shallow people around me that I have to get away from. And so that kind of helped me a lot to, I don't know, like getting myself into a community that actually cared for me as a person and didn't really care about how I dressed. So I feel like that was really big, losing friends and finding my own kind of community.
It must have been so challenging. Like you probably were one of the only ones in your school who's yes. dressing modestly.
Oh yeah. Like predominantly white, and but when I'm white, I'm just like American, right? There was like a group of Latinos, but I was the only Latina that wasn't like full-fledged Mexican, because I'm not Mexican. So they all bunched together and I was never included, because they had an entirely different culture than I did. And then obviously there was just everybody else is American. I'm the only brown girl with crazy fluffy hair. And on top of that, now I'm wearing skirts to school every single day. Because at that time, like, you would tell your friend, hey, wear a skirt with me tomorrow. Come on, let's match or something. So now that I was just doing it on my own, was like, okay, weirdo. You know, but that's how I felt I was being seen at the time. Now, in retrospect, maybe nobody cared. But in my head, it was the end of the world. I was like, oh my gosh, everything is shifting and changing. And it was a lot in the moment, but I feel like it was worth it. And it was necessary for me to be able to come out on the other side more confident in myself.
Yeah. It's in high school, you just want to feel accepted and to feel normal and to not stand out. So what gave you the strength? What was something that kept you going and kept you strong in the face of adversity?
I think a big thing was meeting friends on social media. And that's actually a big reason for why I'm even in Miami in the first place, because I met a couple friends on social media that were modest that I was able to ask rapid fire questions to. How do you dress in the winter? What do I do for this? What do I do for that? What are these kind of pants modest? Can I wear this? And so like I would just ask them questions, and them being modest girls from wherever they lived. I had one in California, one in Florida, and then they just varied. But I would just ask them questions, and them answering my questions, them being similar in age and being confident and looking super cute in their outfits gave me the inspiration and the motivation I needed to keep going. And it wasn't always easy, obviously, because I was by myself. But I do think that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to feel as confident. So really making friends online helped a lot.
It's so true. Having a community, even if it's just a few of you in that community,
yeah,
where you can feel supported, it makes all the difference.
For sure.
I would love to shift into understanding more of your definition of modesty, because modesty is not black and white. There's a lot of gray area, there's nuance, and especially coming from different faiths, that influences various definitions. So can you speak to some of the nuances of modesty in the Christian community that you're a part of and how that's influenced what you wear?
Yeah, for sure. It's because I feel like there's a lack of nuance. I think that each culture, each church, I don't know, each person is very different, right? So I'm a big believer in everybody's modesty is not going to be the same as my modesty, right? Like each individual person understands what makes them feel modest and what doesn't, right? So I feel if someone went to my church, they would see everybody normally in like long sleeves with like shin length skirts, and that's just because we're comfortable like that, right? But I know that there's other churches that you have to be wearing a turtleneck, super long sleeves, and your skirt has to touch the ground, right? So it really just depends on the different, I don't know, sector or church or administration that you're under. But me personally, I feel like modesty for me is just the way that I feel. I guess like in a way it's more than just what I wear, right? I feel like modesty for me is my behavior. It's the way that I treat people. It's how I carry myself in public and with my friends. And just, yeah, I dress modestly, but I feel like if I'm not a nice, kind person that's like open and understanding to other people, then modesty doesn't really make sense. That's just, I don't know. That's, what do you think about that?
I am obsessed with what you just said. Say it louder for the people in the back. It is so true. I feel like so often we forget that modesty goes beyond what you wear.
Yes.
I think it could be very easy to fall into that trap of just putting on your long sleeve shirt and your midi or maxi skirt and calling it a day and be like, I'm modest. Right. But there's so much more that's at play. It is your thoughts, yeah, it's your speech, it's your actions, it's how you treat other people. That is such, yeah, a huge part of modesty.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that a lot of people do fall into the trap of just thinking that it's just your outfit. And if you think it's just your outfit, then the way that you treat people isn't going to reflect that. So then, which has happened, I'm sure for you maybe too as well in the past, where there's somebody that might dress as modest as possible, but they're just so mean. And it's like, you just don't reflect what you're trying to stand for. It just, there's some discrepancy here. And for me, I would hate. And that goes back to me being 16, 17 years old. I want to be authentic to myself, right? And if I say that I'm a modest person, I want that to reflect the entirety of my life. I don't want it to just be what I show on social media or what I wear to Walmart. So it's just, yeah, I think it goes way deeper than just like, honestly, than just your hemline. Like,
yes. I'm curious to know what your community has to say, because your community is fast growing, and I, yes, would imagine you have a diverse mix of people not coming from one faith or one background, quite a variety.
Yeah, no, I think that it's very interesting because I've, like I told you, I've gotten inspiration from Jewish women, modest women, or Muslim women, even some Christian women, obviously, but I also have people just from, like, they're regular every day to day. They don't really adhere to any religion. They're just like, I love how you dress and I want to dress like that. And I'm like, that's so interesting, because I feel like you don't think about the fact that there might be people in the world that are just more comfortable being modest just because. And it's not a faith-based thing. So I find that very interesting that we're causing a revolution here. So it's like, you don't have to follow the norm, or you don't have to follow what, especially here in Miami where you see everything. All kinds of everything. And just being able to be covered, I don't know. I think that's, each person is obviously very different. And I think each person would, I think, depending on the sector that they come from, would define modesty differently. But I don't know. I think it's just modesty is just, it's growing and it's cool and it doesn't have to be constrictive.
I love your philosophy, modesty, yeah. Because it's just truth. And I think, at least from what I'm hearing, it sounds like your connection to modesty is really intertwined with your connection to yourself. And it's yes. less about the connection to God, if I am interpreting that right. Is that, so, how do you feel about that?
I feel like my relationship with modesty, if we're talking social media wise, is entirely just me intertwined with myself, right? But I think that the root and why I even started dressing this way was because I felt like I wanted to be correct, I guess, in the eyes of God. And like for me, like God is like my number one thing. I go to church all the time. I love being around people that believe the same faith as me. And I'm always trying to grow closer, right, in God for myself. So I feel like my modesty is just kind of obedience, right? And so like whenever I guess modesty itself is obedience for me, right? But then the way that I express that modesty is tied to who I am. So my modesty might say, just to be obedient, I don't want to show certain aspects of my body. I don't like really tight dresses or skirts just because I don't want to show my figure, things like that. But then into myself, yes, I will wear a hot pink dress that looks like a smock. Yes, I will look like I am a random homeless woman out here with my fancy socks and sandals. Like however way I want to interpret that obedience or that kind of thing that, I don't know, is giving that kind of glory to God, then I'm gonna do it, but like in my own way. So that's just, I hope that made sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Bridging that gap.
I have so many follow-up questions because, you know, in Judaism, how we define the different standards of modesty, it's guidelines. It's called halacha in Hebrew. It's guidelines yeah. for what to wear. You're, I think, describing it as obedience. There are like certain ways to develop that obedience in your connection yes. to God. And so you mentioned not wearing tight fitted clothing, obviously wearing mm-hmm. skirts is a part of that, but are there other parameters that are laid out for you that?
Yeah, I think when it comes to Christianity, due to the fact that there are different denominations, people believe different things when it comes to modesty and things that they need to be doing, right? So for us, like at my church specifically, whenever I'm going to church, whenever I'm praying or reading my Bible, I cover my head because that's something that's like a signifying that I'm being obedient as well. And that's something that I believe the Bible says. So whenever I do that, I'm doing it because that's a standard that was already laid out for me, right? So I'm gonna do that in that sense. Now, well, I don't know, I guess that's just in that area maybe, but with the skirt, obviously that's something that in my denomination is like a norm. Everybody wears skirts. When it comes to sleeve length, that really depends on the individual, because whenever I first started dressing modest, I would wear knee length skirts and short sleeve shirts. And then slowly as time went on, I started feeling more comfortable in longer shirts and longer hemlines and things like that. So it really is just you and your relationship to God and how you feel you want to, just how you feel most comfortable whenever you're serving God, right? Because whenever I would go to church, I was like, okay, I'm gonna wear a long sleeve shirt, but then I would leave and I'd be wearing a short sleeve shirt or going out and about. So I was like, what if I just make it the same? What if I just get a style that fits both, like that I can wear to church and that I could wear out and about and feel comfortable? And that's what happened there. And I was just okay, like that way I don't have to worry about, am I wearing something appropriate to wear to church? I'm gonna be wearing something that I'm comfortable in, that I feel like God would be happy to see me in, and that way I also feel cute. So it was like a one size fits all kind of thing for me once I mastered that combination for myself. But yeah, I guess that's a very individual experience.
It's amazing. No, it's so important. What you're speaking to is really like this concept of living in alignment. Like you identified your value as developing a relationship with God, and at the same time, that value isn't going to compromise your individuality. You want to still very much be yourself, no matter where you are, whether you're in church or in your home. You want to wear the same outfit, be able to wear the same outfit, and feel comfortable in who you are. And I think that's so pivotal.
Yeah, for sure. I remember I was little, younger, and I would wear my church outfit if we had to go out to the grocery store, and I would be walking around covering my face because I didn't want anybody to see me, even though I might have looked great in my Sunday best, but it wasn't who I was at the time. So if anybody would have seen me in that outfit, I would have felt so uncomfortable, and I did feel uncomfortable. Then now it's funny because now we leave the church and I go to the store and I'm just walking through the aisles and people are like, you guys look like princesses. Oh my goodness. But it's just so funny because people don't see that on their day to day, depending on where you live. But especially here, like in Miami, seeing somebody walk around in a flowy dress is so like, depending on where you are, obviously, in the area that I usually go to, people don't do that. People show up in t-shirt and sweatpants to the store and then they see my friends and I walking around. They're just like, what is going on here?
Who are these, you guys? Goddesses, these fairy princesses.
You
amazing.
Guys are floating. What is happening here?
Angels, you know, sent so from the heavens.
It's just so funny. You're set apart and you're different. And I feel like that's a conversation starter. So that's another thing. I think that's like,
wait, I love that. I don't think I've ever pointed that out before. And I haven't heard anyone point that out before. Like, it is a conversation starter. Being different. Oh, yeah. Is a conversation starter, and it's a beautiful sure. way to introduce someone to who you really are. Like,
yeah,
bam.
Because imagine, like, everybody dresses a certain kind of way. If your family dresses a certain kind of way, you go to school, everybody dresses a certain kind of way, and then you just keep going about your life. You're not going to do anything different because you're just in the norm. You're just going with the flow. Now, if somebody is just chilling, walking around in modest outfits, you're like, wait, who, why? How, like, where do you get your outfits? Why do you do that? Are you not a big thing? Are you not hot in that? And I'm like, I'm wearing a skirt. I'm really, no, I'm not hot. But it's just like, it really is a conversation starter. People are curious. And that way you can, I don't know, it, in a way, I like to say it as your walking testimony, right? Like for us in Christianity, you go from being a non-believer to a believer in some cases. And so your testimony is that whole conversion, right? It's like, why did that happen? So for me, like being able to walk around and feel confident for myself is, oh yeah, I was really depressed. I didn't know who I was and God found me and here we are. Now I'm like super confident and I'm more covered than I've ever been. And I don't feel like, if anything, like I feel more powerful in myself now and in my skin now. Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? I love it. I love it. I have a few final questions for you before I let you go. One, circling back to your Instagram page, which we touched on at the beginning of this conversation, you post so many outfits every week. Like, I struggle to find creative ways to put on the same few pieces that I have in my, like, I'm not kidding, Joanna. I've worn the same black maxi skirt 7 out of the last 10 days.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, I love it.
We love
it. I love it. There's only so much, like, I can pump out. How do you do it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where do you find your inspiration?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Okay. I love this topic. I love it. Okay. So, actually, I get very bored of my outfits so fast because I obviously wear the same amount of things. When I moved from Kentucky to Miami, I came with 3 suitcases, one full of hair products, one full of shoes, and the other one full of whatever else I needed. So my clothes and like documents and things like that. So that is not enough for a fashionista, okay? At all, like at all. So I was raiding my friend's closets every weekend. I was like, okay, so let me get 5 pieces, here we go. And I would just take it and be like, thank you, I'll bring it washed next week. And so I started doing that, and obviously now that was 2 years ago, but I still do that now. So if I decide I don't like what's in my closet and I don't want to go buy anything, I'm gonna go raid my friend's closet. So I'm like, hey, we're hanging out, I'm bringing chips and I'm stealing your clothes, thank you very much. So I feel like we have this like nice little swap going on. So my roommate will come in into my closet, get stuff and leave, and I don't even see that it's gone because I'm wearing somebody else's clothes that week. But I think that being able to be in a community where we all wear similar things, it's like really nice to be able to revamp my style in that way. I think another thing is Nuuly. I talk about that all the time. This is not sponsored or an ad. I just love Nuuly. I feel like Nuuly is the coolest thing ever.
What's Nuuly?
And each month. Oh my gosh, you don't know what Nuuly is? Okay, let me enlighten you. It's so funny because I would get tired of my closet. I would buy, let's say, like a couple new pieces and I'd get tired of it. I'd just be like, I've worn this already. I wore this 2 weeks ago and then I wore it last week for this, and if I wear it again, like, it's just, it's too repetitive, right? And so then I found Nuuly, and Nuuly is essentially a subscription service where it's Rent the Runway, right? Where you get 5 to 6 pieces and you can essentially just get them, wear them for the month, and then you just send them back, right? And so I was like, okay, sure, why not? It's filled with pieces from Free People, Anthropology, I don't know, for Love and Lemons. It's just, there's just so much high quality clothing. And most of those places, surprise, surprise, have modest dresses, right? And so Anthropology has tons of modest outfits. Free People has tons of modest dresses, skirts, long sleeves with different silhouettes and stuff. So if I like a style, but I'm too scared to buy it for myself, I will rent it and see if I like it for that month. If I wear it a lot and I like it, then I will go ahead and shop on ASOS or Amazon or whatever and get something that's in that same silhouette. But I kind of Nuuly as an experimental kind of thing. So if I want to wear hot pink, I'm not a hot pink girl, but suddenly I'm becoming a hot pink girl. I don't own hot pink and I get tired of it if I see it in my closet. So I'm gonna go on there, get some hot pink items, wear it for the month, send it back. And then I have new styles to post on Instagram. So it's just like, I'm able to just play around and play dress up and also give inspiration to people. So that's cool.
Oh my God. I've been team Rent the Runway for almost a year now, but Nuuly sounds intriguing because it sounds like it has some younger brands that I would really like.
I think so. I feel like they have obviously Urban Outfitters, Levi's, and just all these different, they have everything, jackets, pants, dresses, tops, bodysuits, sets, and it's just, it's the perfect thing for me because I live in Miami, right? I'm gonna go travel to the north. I don't own any coats, so where am I gonna get some? Oh, Nuuly. And that way I don't have to worry about doing the rental program, is what my friends and I like to call it, when we get something on ASOS, wear it for a certain event, and then return it because we're not gonna be buying that. It's just, I feel like this is the perfect thing because you can wear it for the entirety of the month. So if you want to wear a gown on a random Tuesday, you can, because you got it in your Nuuly box, and why not?
By the way, so I really feel like we should do that more often. Like, just wear a gown on a Tuesday. Why not?
Why not? Why not? I think that we have, and I'm sure that you've heard this before, like, this whole romanticize your life kind of thing. Everybody loves to say it, but I'm trying to see people do it. I want to see people at the store in a gown. Come on.
That's it. Why not? I'm coming to Miami and we're going to the grocery store in gowns.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. What are you celebrating? What day is it? Tuesday? That's what we're celebrating. Like, why not?
We're alive on a Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's just, why not? If you feel your best self in something, wear it. You don't have to compromise your modesty for that. So I feel like for me, like, me being confident is me wearing a loud color or silhouette that just makes no sense. And I'm like, this right here, this is my jam.
Preach, sister.
Love that.
Preach, preach. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Okay, final question for you.
All right, here we go.
What advice would you offer to somebody who is struggling in their modesty?
Ooh, I think that is a multifaceted kind of question because it really is subjective to the person that's struggling, right? I think that some people just need more inspiration. And for that, I would say go out of your comfort zone and find your favorite celebrities and turn their outfits into a modest outfit. You don't have to, I love looking at Kendall Jenner's outfits. I love Hailey Bieber's outfits, but most of them might not be modest. So how do I turn that modest? Like, you can get those people that you love, or music or art or film or whatever it is that you already love, and turn that into what you're wearing. And I feel like that's that inspiration aspect. Now, if you don't know where to buy clothes, follow The Reflective on Instagram. I'm just kidding. No, but really, like, I do send so many people your way because I think you guys are doing fantastic in what you do, and you guys are already laying it out. Like, when I tell you that I have purchased stuff because you guys tell me to, oh, I need this outfit, you're right, I do. I do need this outfit. And so it's just, I think a lot of people tend to forget that there are resources out there, right? So look for more modest people and modest people that are not in your faith, because that's going to give you so much, I don't know, it's just going to give you so much more inspiration than just seeing the same kind of silhouettes and the same kind of styles on the same people.
So true.
I think that would be it.
Do you have a few influencers in each faith that you get inspiration from? You can recommend to our listeners?
Yes, for sure. Obviously, Fashion by Tamar, who doesn't love her?
Iconic.
Who doesn't love her, right? I love her. But I actually have a couple different people that are not in the modest faith that I also love. So Barbie Bergoni, I love her. I don't know if you've seen her. She's curly. She's a curly girl, but she just, I don't know. There's just an essence to her that I really love. So when I see her outfits, I'm like, how do I channel the way she makes me feel into an outfit? It's, I don't know, like when you smell a candle and you envision a scene, that's how I see people, right? Oh, so I love her. I think the gray layers is the coolest. She dresses in like blazers and like basically essentially like men's suits. And I'm like, how do I make that modest? How do I get like a suit, like a blazer, and maybe like a men's pants, turn that into a skirt? How do we do that? So those are like my big thing. I love Fela B. I don't know, I think that's how you say it, Fela BY, something like that. She wears funky colors, different patterns and silhouettes and stuff, and I love that. I have so many. Oh my gosh, what is her name? Monique, M-O-N-I-K-H, I forgot her last name. Dale, something like that. She just wears tons and tons of dresses all the time and sandals, and she just looks so effortless, and I love it. Sorry, I'll give you these Instagram handles later.
But oh my gosh, no, this was amazing.
They're just the coolest.
We need a whole list.
They're all totally different. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have a whole list in the episode notes, along with your handle. Hello. You're right up there in places to find inspiration and women to go to when you're struggling with modesty. What's your Instagram handle? So everybody listening can follow.
My Instagram handle is I'm Joanna Sosa. So I am Joanna Sosa.
We're going to link it in the episode notes too, so everybody can hit you with the follow, which is an essential. Joanna, any final words, any last bits of wisdom you want to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I think don't beat yourself up if you don't do it. If you don't feel like you're following or doing it correctly, you're still doing the thing. So you're doing it correctly. Just keep going. It might not be easy. You might not be in your cutest outfit, but it just takes time. And then you'll fall into your style and you're going to be in love with yourself. So just keep going. I think that's what I would say.
I have a massive girl crush on you. You are amazing.
The feeling is mutual.
You're just this ray of sunshine. I really wish people could see your face because you're just, you exude happiness and confidence.
Thank
and
you.
Just, you're so calm. And I love every single piece of wisdom you shared with us because there was so much there. And I'm just so grateful that you joined us. And this is the first of many because I think we have many different pathways we can explore in conversation. And there's a lot more to come with Joanna Sosa and the Reflective. So stay tuned, everyone.
Yay.
Thank you for listening to More Than a Hemline. As always, if you liked this episode, please leave us a review on the podcast player of your choice. Thank you for listening and have a great day.